Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Cullen moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts between the mound and first base. Cott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zimmerman for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Allen steals second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman is hit by the pitch. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cullen hits a line drive to right field. Kosko throws towards the infield. Cott fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cott. Clark fumbles the ball. That's an error on Clark. Brinkman goes all the way around to score. Cullen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Ron Klein now pitching. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to home to get Cullen. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Hank Allen now playing left field. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 2 in the game. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson bunts in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peterson moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty pinch hits for Ron Klein. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.